Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McFitchy from the 73rd Venice Film Festival. This year, Fred Film Radio is the official online radio station of the festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Fien Tho, who is the director of Home. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, very briefly, would you be able to describe the story of the film to our listeners?
If I may be very briefly, it's about conflict between two generations, adults and youngsters, and how the adults try to raise the youngsters, how the youngsters try to understand the adults, but how at the end it turns out to be very separate worlds and very complicated to get those two together.
So the inspiration behind this generation conflict, where did it come from?
I think it might come when I a nostalgic feeling from when I was 16, 17. I think that was something that started working in my head again. But I must admit, it's also the combination with the very specific storyline where there's this ex-juvenile who is released and he goes and lives at his aunt's place. So I think that the conflict between those two generations is what the story is about, is a basis. And then, of course, there is the very concrete story. And that is really something that I was inspired by a documentary, but also by just, making your fantasy work and just coming up with a real, real story.
You were inspired by a documentary. It's great that you mentioned that, because it's a real realism is quite important in the film, right?
Yes, definitely. It's really something that we decided from the moment I was writing, that it wouldn't be like a stylized with light and cadrage and all the stuff that we would. I definitely knew we need freedom. If we want to make this believable, then we need the freedom in the way we work, the way we film it. The crew has to be small. So the whole concept was already there when we were writing the script.
To the point where you're not afraid to take the viewer out of its comfort zone.
Yeah, but that was also the thing when we were filming. At a certain point, the idea was the viewer has to have the feeling that we are just in a house and accidentally filming things. Of course, after 5 minutes, you do realize it's fiction and it's not that. But that was the idea. But you do realize in uncomfortable scenes, then you cannot start hiding, because then it would be like, hey, you were there the whole time. Why would you be hiding now? And I'm talking about love scenes. I'm talking about violent scenes. And it felt like I have to be honest. Or I do this or I don't do this. So we really talked about it a lot, but we decided if we're there, we should not put our camera in such a way that we might not see the things that you normally shouldn't see. Or something. Because then you start forcing yourself, and then I felt like I wasn't being consequent in the whole concept of the film.
I like what you said. You either do it or you don't do it. You either show it or you don't show it. How did you work with the actors?
Well, the youngsters, they have no experience at all. So we did castings. Some we picked up from the street. Some were like a friend of mine who knows. So we got them all together. They had no experience. But very important is that what we first did was we interviewed them without any playing. But just to know who they were and if they had a good and interesting look. But also if they were interesting for my film, then they could come to the casting. And that was important because it's not just guys who play well. I wanted to learn also from them, how is it to be 17? Because I'm not 17 anymore. So that they could also put so many things from themselves in the film to improvise, but also to shape the characters. So they definitely, it was not just me giving them dialogues and say, do this. They shaped their own characters, and that was so nice. So it was a kind of a typical way of casting. And then, of course, there are the adults who have experience, a lot of experience. And I was a bit afraid in the beginning that it wouldn't be in balance, that you would feel those teenagers running around and they're trying to do their job. But it went very, very well, because they also knew if they say something completely different from what they're supposed to say, just go along with that. And that worked magically good. So
it did. It's very powerful. It makes it very more realistic and authentic. Thank you very much for talking to us. Unfortunately, we'll have to wrap it up, but it was a great pleasure meeting you.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.